I've had the privilege in my lifetime of living in foreign countries for nearly a quarter century. Most of those years were lived among people who grew up in socialist countries, communist countries, actually, where Christmas was essentially outlawed. And I think if I could share anything with a foreigner from our country, it would be the experience of enjoying Christmas as a child. There's nothing quite like it. And for most Americans like myself, there's no more exquisite memory. And we're now entering the season of Advent. It's December 1st already. And so in our churches, in our shopping, in our daily life, more and more we're going to be thinking about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Among those beautiful memories are the powerful words that we find in Luke's account of the first Advent, speaking of the Virgin Mary, Luke 2:7, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The power of those words in the simplicity has simply illumined 2,000 years. And there's no way to overestimate the positive impact of the birth of this child born in the first century, even the way we number the centuries turn on his birth. So for the next few days, we're going to be talking about the birth of this Holy One during the Advent season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we want to turn our attention to the biblical explanation of this birth. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.